The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. For all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. That's where you need to shop for the amazing blue people in your lives this holiday season. And not just amazing blue people, but your pets as well. They've got great gear for your animals. Love the pet clothes that they have over there at the, not just clothes, but toys and, you know, bones, dog dishes, etc. All available over there at the MDN for your pet. But, of course, for the people in your lives, are they looking for new artwork? Are they looking for glassware, maybe some jewelry, a new watch? All that is available through our friends at the MDN, the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the best place to shop for the holidays for the maize and blue people in your lives. Got a tweet in here from Theus on Michigan basketball. He said, I'm still waiting for Howard to get a type of player that thinks dunk instead of layup. That level of athletic player seems to be missing since the 2013 team. But you got to make open shots and get rebounds. It's as simple as the game can be. I think they've got some guys that can go up there and dunk the basketball. But he hasn't had a chance to put a class together yet. He's got one recruit so far that's on the roster. It's Franz Wagner. Otherwise, he hasn't had a chance to recruit anybody. So, give him time. He's going to bring in some new athletes that's got some jump in their step. And Sam obviously has talked a lot about the recruiting efforts for Juwan and the basketball program since the coaching change. So that type of athlete's coming. But I don't want to say that they haven't had a dunk guy at all since 2013. But I understand your point, what you're saying. Although I think Charles Matthews is a dunk guy. He was at 6'6". He was getting up there and could throw the ball down. But I understand your point. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that there have been a few guys in there. I wouldn't say that there have been none. But that being said, the Wolverines last night, mainly due to the lack of making shots, to oversimplify things a little bit, they lose to Illinois 71-62 after the game. We heard from Juwan Howard, John Teske, and Eli Brooks.
John, when you talk about how the foul trouble the team got into in the second half changed your defensive intensity?
I mean, it didn't change how we played defensively. We just got a lot of quick fouls in the second half. Some just dumb fouls that we can control. And others that they just called their being, Illinois was being very aggressive, being downhill. I mean, you saw in the first half, we only gave up 2-3 fouls. Second half, they were in double bonus in like the first 5-6 minutes of the second half. So I think we just take away those silly fouls. Still being aggressive, but not the silly fouls. We'll be good.
Daniel? John, what made Kofi such a tough defensive assignment, particularly around the basket?
Yeah, I mean, he uses his body well. Big body that scored down a lot. Very skilled, being a freshman. He does his work early. He plays the dunk in the ceiling. They give him really good angles for him to just turn around and score. Credit to him. He played well in that.
Is there anything that you saw tonight from his game that maybe you didn't see on film or anything that you felt surprised you?
Nothing really surprised me. I mean, he just was doing his work early, and like I said, he played well.
Eli, just how much did Coburn's rim protection just alter or change what you guys were trying to do offensively?
He was definitely a presence tonight. You got to credit him. He was active offensively and defensively, but I think we settled for a couple of jump shots that maybe we could have drilled, but you gotta give credit to them.
Anything else for our players? All right, thanks, boys. Questions for Coach Howard, please?
Coach, it seemed like towards the end of the game there, you put the press on, it kind of flustered Illinois for a little bit there. What was the outcome after that?
Well, we saw we got down, and you know, we needed to make a run back. We kept the press off throughout the game, and I thought that was the perfect time for us to be more aggressive on the defensive end and see if we can cause some turnovers. Fortunate enough, we were able to do that. It just so happened one possession when they got the ball, they went down and got offensive rebound put back, and that sort of like broke the momentum.
Juwan, how does Kofi change a game? We haven't seen a big man like that here in a while.
Well, John said it. I mean, his presence alone was very strong for them in the inside. He was battling, very physical guy who is one of the best offensive rebounders in NCAA basketball. So tonight, I think he got 6 offensive rebounds and scored a lot of points in the paint on his duck-ins. But, you know, we knew we had to battle. Give him credit, he did a really good job. They did a really good job of finding him.
Coach, you shot 3 of 18 from the arc tonight. That something that you didn't shoot the ball very well, or you think Illinois defense after the arc was a presence in that?
Well, the first half, I thought we took too many quick shots. And I think what we're really good at is moving the basketball and making the defense work. Favorite possession was when David DeJulius had the ball in the slot area, and he could have took the shot and passed it to the corner to Isaiah for a better shot. And that's who we are. That's been our identity. Second half, we had some good looks, and the ball just didn't fall in.
Andrew? Go on the full court press, we haven't seen that too much from you. I don't feel like this season is. How often do you practice that?
Trust me, we practice it. It wasn't anything I just made up. That's what this game is all about. You got to prepare for situations when you're going to need them on the defensive end as well as on the offensive end.
And then a few minutes left in the game, you were going to check on the official, I take it, when he got knocked down to the ground. Is that what you were doing there? The official looked like he maybe got hurt. We couldn't really see from our views.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Yes, I did. I saw you got, like, players. You know, the excitement of the game, and he didn't see him, he hit him in the back of his head. It doesn't matter, if he have an official jersey or if he's the opponent. I care about, his health. And as you can see, we had to finish the game with 2 referees. I just hope he's okay.
Juwan, what was your impression of how Illinois guarded your ball screen action and kind of forced a lot of your guys left and didn't let you guys go downhill?
They had a good game plan. Their coach is a very good coach, and I've watched him from afar and respect him a lot as a man.
John, there was a play when Georgie was checking in, and it looked like he had called out what you guys planned to do, and Trent Frazier had a third. Do you feel like you tipped your hand, or is that just scouting on their end?
I actually call it the role play. That's why I laughed. It's cute.
Juwan, I know you touched on Kofi a little bit earlier, but what else goes into such a kind of wide range on the rebounding discrepancy with 44 to 28? Is there anything that stuck out to you?
Yeah, you said it right there. 44 points in the paint. We're a better defensive team than that. And if we want to battle and compete in the Big Ten and have a chance to raise a trophy, we can't allow a team to score 44 points on us in the paint. And then also have 16 second chance points and 15 offensive rebounds. That's a recipe for a loss.
Is there anything you think that they did in particular to get so many rebounds, especially on offense?
He did an excellent job of wedging in, and he did a really good job of attacking glass. Not only just Coffee, but Georgie did too. They were very active on glass.
Take 1 or 2 more, Andrew.
Juwan, I saw you asking for communication from your guys on the defensive end a lot tonight. I guess, how do you think they handle that in obviously a loud environment?
Well, it is a loud environment, and that's where we have to be at that 10x level when we talk about communication, over-communicating, making sure that each and every guy know what defensive coverage we're in. All 5 guys must know what play call that we're in, and we practice situations like that. We expected how this place was going to be rocking. And, sure enough, the crowd got into it and got loud in the building.
Juwan, I know this one probably stings way in the back here, but coming back to Big Ten arenas like this where you played a quarter century ago, does it stir up memories for you? And is it kind of fun to go back to these Big Ten arenas a little bit?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm back, baby. I enjoy this. I enjoy competition. I enjoy playing in the Big Ten. That's why I chose playing in the Big Ten, because it's a super competitive conference with a ton of talent. Get you ready if you want to play on that next level. Playing on the road here in the Big Ten, you have to have that mental toughness, because the games is all about runs. And, like tonight, Illinois made a run. now, you know, you have to see, you know, where you are mentally. Are you going to, of course, you know, just not go out there and respond, or are you going to figure it out? And I think this is a beautiful challenge and for our players, and it's good that, you know, it's a learning process that we got a chance to, you know, see, you know, where we are and what we need to work on. And tomorrow we'll be, you know, ready to get in practice and look at film and see where we need to improve.
Last
one. Juwan, excluding the last 2 minutes when you were pressing pretty effectively, sort of between the 10-minute mark and the 2-minute mark, after Isaiah had three fouls, Bronze had three fouls, did that change your defensive intensity at all?
No. We have the mentality, next man, it's simple. And I trust each and every guy on our roster that when one guy go out with foul trouble, God forbid, injury, some more sickness, the next man I call in, he's going to be ready to go, and I trust him, and his teammates trust him, that he's going to do his job.
That was Juwan Howard meeting with the media. You also heard from John Teske and Eli Brooks in there following the Wolverines' 71-62 loss to Illinois last night down in Champaign, Illinois. Michigan now 8-2 on the season, 1-1 in Big Ten play. Up next for the Wolverines, it's a men's and women's doubleheader on Saturday at the Chrysler Center. The men take on 10th-ranked Oregon at noon. The women play at 3:30 against App State. Not a bad day to spend the entire day over there at the Chrysler Center. We're going to talk more basketball throughout the morning, of course, recapping this game, setting the stage for the next one. But also coming up next, as we promised yesterday, we're going to hear from Phil Martelli. He joined Sam Webb and Tim McCormick on the Michigan Insider Basketball, or the Michigan Basketball Insider podcast, the Michigan Insider Basketball podcast. I keep twisting the name on it. Either way, it's Sam Webb, Tim McCormick, and Phil Martelli, and we'll bring you part of that conversation next here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.